we're going to take a look at last week's games in JCK Division 2 now. First up is Old Boys versus Douglaston District. You said it was going to happen, and they won 5-0, John.
Yeah, easy game. Douglaston District are struggling for players. I talked to you about this earlier on. I went on Manxnet, and they're advertising for players on Manxnet, so Douglaston District are struggling. But well done, Ramsey Youth Centre, 5-0.
Next up is Onchan versus Moran. You went for Onchan, and they won 5-2, John.
Yeah, this was a good game, this. Moran were a bit unlucky, and Onchan, Ali Morris with 3, and Mark Wamsley with 2. And from around, the Rocket, Louse scored an absolute screamer from 25 yards, and Coulter got the other one, so a great win for Onchan.
Next up, you went for Foxdale to beat Ronalds Way, who were away, and they did it 3-1.
Two sides that are struggling for players, but Ronalds Way, instead of getting beat 16 and 8-0, they've got it down to 3-1, so Rob Bell chipped in for Ronalds Way, and Liam Harrison got 2 for Foxdale.
Next up, we got Police versus Maloo. You went for the Police win, and they got a 5-1 home win.
Yep, Jamie Stoy, who left Corinthians to go to the Police. If he'd stayed, I wonder if the Corinthians would have been up in the top four, because they've certainly come into form. But it was an easy win for the Police, 5-1.
The one game you did get wrong in JCK Division 2 last week, John, was Pull Rogues versus Union Mills. You went for a Pull Rogues win. They were beaten 2-1.
Yeah, close game again. David Tominley with 2 and Tony Jockin again scoring for Pull Rogues. This could have went either way. Union Mills, to me, are going to go up, and Pull Rogues are starting to climb the table.
And last up in last week's JCK Division 2 is league leaders St John's versus Braddon. The only surprise there, really, is it was 5-3. I'd have expected St John's to put a lot more goals past Braddon's defence.
Yeah, we said that last week, didn't we? This could be a big scoring game. But I was talking to the boys up at Braddon, Watty and all them, and Braddon were unlucky. It could have been a lot closer. Again, Andy Glover 3. Steedo got 1. Young Mike Peace is back from his year travelling, and he chipped in with 1. Jeff Murphy got 2, and Will Smith for Braddon. Well done, Braddon, and well done, St John's.
OK, we're going to take a look at this week's games now in JCK Division 2. First up's a big game, Douglaston District versus St John's. Pretty easy to predict, St John's on fire, as we know, but I think Douglas will give them a good game.
They got beat 5-0 last week, and now they're playing the champions with the two Glovers up front. You want to hope one of the Glovers is back in goal, because this will be a high-scoring game, this one, Wayne.
OK, next up, Braddon versus Pull Rogues. Braddon kept it to a decent scoreline against St John's last week. Can they do the same against Pull Rogues this week, John?
Yeah, well, Braddon played the top and Pull Rogues played the second off top. So I'm going to go for a little Pull Rogues win, because they're in the form of their lives since the beginning of the season where they were struggling. So Pull Rogues win.
Next up, we've got two decent teams that are in form. Union Mills got that shock win away to Pull Rogues, and Police got an excellent win at home last week. So how do you see this one going, John?
I'm going to go for a Union Mills, only because they played a good side last week in Pull Rogues, who have come into some sort of form. And the Police are having an up-and-down season. It all depends if they're all out on call or if there's anything happening. So I'm going to go for a Union Mills win there.
Union Mills win there. Next up, Maloo versus Ronalds Way. Ronalds Way again. They're keeping the scorelines down recently, but they're still not winning those games that they need to. So Maloo versus Ronalds Way, which way are you going?
I'm going to go for the bottom of the table, Ronalds Way, to get a little sneaky win against Maloo. Apparently they've got the full team, which means nothing if they've got a full team out. But I'm going to go for a Ronalds Way win.
Ronalds Way win there. And the final game in this week's JCK Division 2 is Moran versus Colby. I'm not sure how many teams got to train this week with the weather we've had. Colby, I know, had a few problems, but how do you see the game going?
Well, Moran are struggling. Their season's virtually finished, but Colby are only 6 points off automatic promotion, and I think this could be an easy win for Colby.
Easy win for Colby. That concludes this week's games in JCK Division 2.